From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, March 27th. I'm Abby Larico. An alternative to the USDA organic label aims to give farmers a more accessible option to communicate how they produce their food. But terms like natural can be confusing to consumers.
People do like purchasing natural foods. I think right now it's just the definition isn't clear enough.
A look at organic and naturally grown food labels coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department will be under state control within the next 90 days. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed legislation placing the department under a governor-appointed board. STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports on the new law.
The board will consist of 5 voting members and 1 non-voting position. One of the voting members will be the mayor of St. Louis. All board members, except the mayor, will be appointed by the governor and must also be approved by the Senate. Republican Senator Nick Schroer has sponsored the now law for years. He said he promised voters this year to make St. Louis safer.
With the signing of this bill, we're going to make true on that promise.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones has repeatedly spoken against the legislation and testified against it in Jefferson City. In a statement, she called the law a sham, saying, quote, "The residents of the city of St. Louis are safer today because my administration has made difficult and bold decisions that have resulted in historic reduction in crime." In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri Senate committee held a second round hearing yesterday on a measure that would undo the mandatory paid sick leave provisions that voters approved last November. Buddy Lawl is the CEO of the Missouri Restaurant Association, and he says the paid sick leave requirements will be too cumbersome and expensive for businesses.
Fixing Proposition A is not even an option. Fixing the sick pay, it just needs to be eliminated. It's just too erroneous.
Immediately after the hearing, the committee voted to advance the measure along party lines, with the 2 Democrats on the committee voting against. While committees can vote to advance bills at any time after a public hearing takes place, it is unusual for them to vote the same day. The bill, which has already passed the House, will now head to the Senate floor. Several St. Louis businesses are sharing plans to boycott Anheuser-Busch after the beer giant pulled its 30-year sponsorship of Pride Fest. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports on one of them.
Greenfinch Theater and Dive announced it would no longer carry Anheuser-Busch drinks. The business plans to sell its remaining inventory, with 25% of the proceeds being donated to the Metro Trans Umbrella Group. Bradley Rolfe is one of Greenfinch's co-owners. He says despite the boycott starting small, St. Louisans can make an impact.
We can tell our community who we are and hopefully send a message that way to these companies that we're not going to stand for it.
Pride St. Louis launched a $150,000 fundraising campaign to fill the gap. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis's downtown is home to several high-profile, vacant offices, such as the Railway Exchange Building or AT&T Tower. And a study released yesterday by the Brookings Institution examines how the city can reimagine these properties by converting them to residential uses. Stephen Painter is Gensler's global leader for building transformation and adaptive reuse and is one of the study's authors. He says it helps a lot when a city or government gets involved to support projects clustered together.
If you create a hub of excitement, the next block over starts to become exciting, and then the next block, and it starts to really grow outwards.
Painter says that momentum starts small but can quickly build when there is a clear commitment from local government. The historic Old Courthouse in downtown St. Louis is nearly ready to reopen its doors. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Windley reports on the structural upgrades to the building where Dred and Harriet Scott sued for their freedom.
The historic landmark has been closed for renovation since 2020, but the public will finally get a chance to visit the building when it reopens in May. The building now has an elevator and more accessible ramps, repaired walls and ceilings, central air and heat, and several new exhibits. Ryan McClure, executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, says visitors will notice exhibit rooms are brighter.
As you go in now, it's flooded with natural light, and you can see the city around you. You see the St. Louis skyline, you see the arch, you see the Dred and Harriet Scott statue outside.
Courthouse renovations mark the final phase of a $380 million City Arch River project that has lasted for over a decade. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
And you can see photos of the renovated courthouse at stlpr.org. A All right, you know what that sound means. The start of the 2025 Major League Baseball season is here, which means so is St. Louis's favorite sick day. The Cardinals' home opener is this afternoon against the Minnesota Twins. Opening day begins with a pep rally at Ballpark Village at 10:30. Gates open at noon, and the on-field pregame festivities start at 2:30. That'll include ceremonial first pitches by members of the 1985 National League Championship team celebrating their 40th anniversary. All memories of last season wash away with first pitch, which is scheduled for 3:15. People are interested in eating food that's produced naturally, but what naturally means isn't always clear. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's organic label is supposed to give consumers confidence that their food was grown without pesticides and with care for the animals. But high certification costs have some smaller farmers looking for alternatives. Harshan Ratanpal reports one label has been trying to establish itself as an alternative.
As they hear Jennifer Dunsing approaching, the heads of three pigs pop out of their shed. Those footsteps mean it's feeding time. They trot through an open space to meet Dunsing, the owner of Illinois Country Harvest.
Yeah, they think they're gonna get fed, so come talk to us.
These pigs eat USDA organic feed and vegetables that Dunsing grows on the farm. And in 2 months' time, when they're butchered and processed, that pork will be considered organic too. Kind of. Instead of going through the USDA's organic certification process, Dunsing uses an alternative label called Certified Naturally Grown, or CNG. It's been around since 2002, and it has mostly the same regulations as the USDA.
A lot of farmers are committed to ecological practices and probably would qualify for organic certification, but they hesitate because of the expense and also the paperwork.
That's Alice Varon, the executive director of CNG. She says CNG is a more accessible option for small farmers who sell directly to consumers. Under both programs, farmers go through an annual review of their practices. Organic farmers pay an agency, while CNG farmers turn to other farmers. In other words, it's a peer review process.
It helps keep the program affordable for the farmers because they're not paying someone to come out and do the annual inspection.
Liz Graznack runs Happy Hollow Farm out of Jamestown, Missouri. Her whole farm is certified USDA organic.
I pay them, you know, whatever their set fees are, and then I have to pay the travel expenses for the person that's coming to inspect the farm. So it's usually a couple, $2,000-$3,000 a year.
CNG's annual fee is just $250. But Graznack says the higher fees are worth it because the USDA organic label carries more cachet. And that's especially important because she sells at farmers markets and grocery stores.
The public knows what the USDA label is. They recognize that. And it means something.
At the Columbia, Missouri Farmers Market, David Lovelady just bought some veggies from Graznack. It's important to him that his food is grown without synthetic pesticides. But the endless number of labels, organic, grass-fed, farm-raised, cage-free, makes it hard to make informed decisions.
That's a leap of faith.
Other patrons agreed, and most of them have never heard of CNG.
Well, I would need more information to have an understanding of what does certified naturally grown mean. What does that mean?
Sharon Gray is with the University of Connecticut's Department of Extension. She educates people about nutrition and what food labels do and don't mean. She says there are a ton of food labels out there that sound good, like natural.
People do like purchasing natural foods. I think right now it's just the definition isn't clear enough that people buy it and it's not necessarily regulated.
Certified naturally grown needs trust and recognition to not get lumped in with meaningless marketing labels. So they applied for money from the USDA and got $400,000 to help local farms in central Arkansas and western Virginia. There, they'll train farmers on marketing and outreach. But a lot of farmers aren't too worried about marketing or labels. Jennifer Dunsing, with the pigs, sells directly to her customers and is able to have conversations with them about how exactly she raises her crops and her critters. She still goes through the CNG process because it gives her assurance and a peer's oversight that she's sticking to the guidelines.
I also feel like some people who say that they grow naturally and don't go through the certification process may not have the correct understanding of what growing naturally is.
Ultimately, for her, any label is much less important than knowing she's growing food in a way that sits right with her and her customers. I'm Harshon Ratnapol.
That story comes to us from the Mississippi River Basin Ag and Water Desk and is being distributed through Harvest Public Media. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.